Let these guys tell you what they would do for a waffle hot dog. The Two Hawaii Dads Podcast.
The Easies with You Should Know. It is the Two Hawaii Dads Podcast. I'm Jason.
Justin, I was ringing the bell because somebody next, our couple next to us, I caught him off guard with the bell.
We got to let them know that we're broadcasting sort of live from the social.
I like how are we going to use the sort of live line?
So we're here at the social down here. What is the address? Do you even know the address?
Let's go in McCully.
McCully and South King Street. Yay. Shout out to the boys for letting us come down here and broadcast live from the social. In just a few minutes, we're going to bring in Jason. He's the GM down here at the restaurant, and we're going to talk some story with him and let you guys know, if you haven't been to the social, why you need to come to the social.
It's football season, and we're trying to gather the hui to come in. So shout out to Hulk, K, and everybody here at social.
There you go. So we're going to talk about that a little bit as well. But before we get into that, we got to make sure we thank our sponsors.
Shout out to Gerard.
Actually, our one sponsor since we just got started, right?
Well, it's the only one that we need to know. It's Headed Home Roofing right now.
That's right. The first sponsor of the Two High Dads podcast, Headed Home Roofing and Painting, located in Pearl City. They're putting out a high-quality workmanship out there. Been doing it since 2017.
Good words. I've been getting some like DMs coming to you. It's like, hey, is that Gerard Dam from Headed Home Roofing? I was like, yeah, that's them. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Good stuff.
That's right. Hurricane season is upon us, so make sure you have that peace of mind so you know your family will be safe. Headed Home Roofing and Painting's prices are fair and affordable. You can check them out online at headedhomeroofing.com for more details. Make sure you check out all the testimonials as well. And they're on Facebook.
Yep, Headed Home Roofing, Facebook, 497-0927. Hit Gerard up. Because you know what? I didn't realize this, but Yelp is a big thing. And his telephone is like an arm's length away from him. So if you call that number, and he'll pick it up. Because
there you go.
I'm just saying.
So once again, shouts out to Headed Home Roofing and Painting. Thanks so much for sponsoring the Two Hawaii Dads podcast. And like I said, when we start off the show, we are here at the social here in McCully.
I'll go check the roof real quick.
NFL season is here.
Football season is here. All right. I mean, preseason is preseason. But you know what? If you tell me, let's go watch some football, we're going to be here at the social.
That's right. So if anybody hasn't asked by now, J.I.R.E.'s team.
Jason, he's making sure everything's all G.
That's right. Thanks, Jace.
Is there any drinks?
We're good, bro. We're good. Thank you. We're going to talk to you in just a little bit, though, about
the
social.
Hey, don't go far. Don't go far.
So NFL season, what else you want to say about NFL season?
I mean, the Eagles are going to take the championship. Besides that, I'm just saying, they got some I was here before you were here because I got some time.
If you couldn't tell, yeah, you were.
And so the Eagles lost, but they're going to be showing some football games. They got, I think it's like six screens,
yep.
TVs.
Yep.
They're going to add six more.
Yep.
And they locked into DirecTV. So they're going to be all ready to go.
And we're going to talk once again more with Jason, the GM here at the Row Bar. We're going to talk with him.
Oh, not the Row Bar. No, we're not at the Row Bar.
Not the Row Bar. Here at the Social.
Social. Thank you.
We're going to talk to him in just a little bit. Speaking of watching sports on TV.
Take that away from me.
Do you got, what do you have, a cable account at your house? What do you watch at home?
No, we got both. We got cable and we got illegal Fire Stick.
Okay, well, it's more and more people are turning away from the traditional cable outlets, right?
I am cutting
the cord.
I'm convinced I'm going to cut the cord in the next 6 months.
Well, I think something that's going to help you cut the cord is this news that Disney Plus, ESPN Plus, and Hulu will be bundled for $12.99, aka the starting price for Netflix. Or three stations? Would you do?
That's a good rate. Are you a Netflix subscriber?
I subscribe to Netflix. I subscribe to Disney. I subscribe to
Hulu. No, you cannot. Well, whoa.
Yes, I can. That's the point. It's like, which ones am I going to get rid of? Probably going to end up getting rid of Netflix because at this price, Disney, ESPN, and Hulu, that's what it's about. Who needs Netflix at that price?
That's what I'm saying. I was like, you're going to pay for Disney, which is like maybe $8. And you go ESPN Plus, which includes soccer, which I know you love soccer.
I love soccer.
Right. And Ultimate Fighting and all the Yao Yao, which is another $8. And there's...
Actually more concerned about is Disney, because my daughter watches all that stuff, right? So you're going to have the entire film and TV catalog from Disney is going to be online. Check it out. Lion King, Aladdin, Lizzie McGuire, Star Wars, Simpsons. All that stuff is going to be on that app.
No. Okay, so you say that. And Marvel.
That's right. Disney Plus is going to launch on November 12th. It's going to cost $7.99 a month as a standalone service.
Right, exactly.
But what you got to do is sign up for that $12.99 plan, because then it gets you ESPN Plus, tennis, golf, UFC, college sports, cricket, rugby,
racquetball,
and then Hulu.
No, I think I will spend that much money.
Oh, here's the catch.
All right, what?
You get the ad-supported tier of Hulu, so you still got to watch commercials.
It's for Hulu, though. Hulu's not.
I don't got to watch commercials on Netflix. I don't got to watch commercials on Hulu right now with the price that I pay. Why do I want to go backwards and watch commercials?
Are you ready? Here we go. I'm coming at you with this. We both family. We both love Disney. That's not coming with you, Disney, though.
Yeah, we'll see. Because I already have cable, so I'm still deciding whether or not I want to cut that cable count. Because if I don't cut it, then I can watch ESPN already. I can already stream ESPN already.
No.
ESPN, we already have. Are you going to keep talking over me? Are you going to let me talk here? Because I'm trying to make my point.
Go.
I don't need it.
ESPN Plus, you don't need it?
I don't need it.
All right.
I got Periscope. I can watch it on social media.
Such a burner. Are you waiting for the UFC fight to come on and you're going to jump on whoever's...
No, I'm not. Oh. Because like I said, I'll just go watch it on social media. So, that's the thing.
That's what I'm saying.
I think I'm still on the fence. I don't think you are still on the fence, but I think I'm still on the fence when it comes to...
Because I think...
I just said you're not on the fence. I think you know exactly what you can do. You can go sign up for this in a little bit.
I think the biggest hang up for everybody locally, instead of cutting the cord, I think it's the OC16 Spectrum. I think that's the deal. Everybody wants to watch some local sports. I think they want to watch high school football, baseball, yada, I think Spectrum is the only thing that hangs on local families from cord cutting.
Gotcha. Ho, bra. You ever got pissed off at your neighbors?
My neighbors?
Your neighbors.
Mango season, I'm all in.
Mango season, you're all pissed off.
Because they
do you live in Mililani? No, you live in Makakilo. There are no community covenants, right? Like, there's no rules for the community that
No rules.
You know, like, if you live in Mililani,
your rubbish.
Lawn's gotta look a certain way.
Rubbish.
You gotta put
sewer.
Your stuff where it is. Yeah, all
agree.
That, right?
I agree.
Okay, so thank goodness you live in Makakilo, because if you lived in Manhattan Beach like this one lady did, I don't know how you would react. Southern California seaside community, Manhattan Beach.
Seaside?
So it means a little hoity-toity, right? Like they got rich houses, right? They're in an uproar because this lady got kind of bent. And you know what she put on her house? Emojis.
What?
She literally painted emojis. The zipper emoji of a zipper face. And then, you know, the silly face where the tongue is hanging out. It's like, and you're looking all crazy. This lady painted her house pink and put emojis on her house.
Oh, my God. Homegirl got way too much time on her hands.
Well, here's the thing. The paint job appeared after neighbors reported that lady as using her home for Airbnb short-term rentals. And she got fined $4,000.
Shouts out to Kailua.
So after she got fined, the paint job changed.
Damn,
coincidence?
I say nay.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Would you get so pissed off at your neighbors that you would paint your house a different color?
No. Is that where we at? Is that where we are at? I mean, worry about yourself.
That's where we're at right now. I mean,
worry about yourself.
You're sitting here being all sad about where we're at. You know what you need to be sad about where we're at?
Where you need to be.
Well, when you go to a community meeting and there's a Trump protest that breaks out.
Whoa. Don't get me started.
I mean, it just makes you laugh. It just makes you want to turn around and just laugh, right? Like, are you a Trump guy?
Are we going into politics right now?
I
thought we weren't getting into politics.
It's an easy question, because I'll tell you right now, without getting into politics, no, I'm not a Trump guy.
I agree.
Okay.
I am not in the
So there you go. There was a meeting in Phoenix.
There's meetings everywhere. It's ridiculous.
Tucson City Council was holding a meeting on Tuesday over proposed sanctuary city laws.
I've heard
of
sanctuary cities before.
And this lady was just going off in the meeting.
I saw she had a nice rack.
And then all of a sudden, this dude in a green shirt just turns around and he don't give a...
Bleepsters.
He just starts laughing.
I wish.
He's just one of those where he's looking at him going, I'm not laughing with you. I'm laughing at you. That's
Tommy,
for sure.
I'm going to nickname Tommy Chuckles, because he was laughing it up, because that guy just, there's like me and you laughing right now, and I'll block everybody out. That's how homeboy was at.
Yeah, and somebody shot video of that, put it on Twitter. It's been viewed 9.5 million times.
I'm going to contribute 2 times to that.
And people on Twitter have dubbed him the green shirt guy.
A green shirt guy, too.
Because he was wearing the green polo shirt. Not because he's an Eagles fan, because he's wearing a green polo shirt.
All right, Jace, should I go down to City Hall tomorrow? It's a Friday. And wear a palaka shirt and say, I'm Palaka guy?
No, because only if you know you're going to get on TV. Why would you just go do that if nobody's going to videotape you?
No. Well, I mean, that guy's laughing up. I mean, Lord knows who, what
you know substance. What? I take that back. Yes.
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 All right, tomorrow.
Go to City Hall.
Yes.
Do it.
All right.
Do it.
All right.
Palaka. What's going on? Justin Palaka. Right. Just do it. Just do it and go harass people. And I'll be checking the HPD website, the arrest logs, to see Justin Lopez arrested for disorderly conduct.
Shouts out. Bail me out.
How much is bail for that? 100?
I don't know.
I don't think I can afford more than 100 bucks.
Give me a handshake. Malasadas?
I don't know if we can afford 100 bucks, boss. Speaking of hard news, though. Right. Shout out
to our sponsor. What?
Waikiki. We've got an arsonist on our hands. Did you hear about that?
No, I saw it. I'm like, is that even a thing now?
Some donkey is running around Waikiki setting fires in hotels. Can you believe it?
No. I can, but I cannot. I mean, it's like useless. Like, why? For what? For why?
So on Sunday, at the Alohilani Hotel, aka the old Pacific Beach Hotel, dudes started two fires on two separate floors, causing damage to the premises. And then on Monday, apparently the same guy was over at the Waikiki Beachcomber by Outrigger over on Kuhio, and he started another fire.
Why? For why? Boo.
No.
Boo that man. It's stupid.
Police are asking for your help because they caught him on video surveillance carrying backpacks that were actually burglarized out of rooms during the fires. So it's like this dude is the guy, right? And there was even another fire on Tuesday at about 8:30 at the Hilton Hawaiian Village Grand Waikikian Tower.
Same face.
Showing up. And setting that fire. So if you got any details, Crime Stoppers, 955-8300, HonoluluCrimeStoppers.org, or hit up the two Hawaii dads and we'll pass your tip along.
Exactly. We'll take credit for it. But yeah. I'm at this point, I was like, dude, I'm convinced this nationwide thing is spawns copycats. It spawns it. I honestly believe they see stuff on the 48 and they see it, it's like, hey, maybe I should do something stupid.
See, I think donkeys are donkeys and donkeys are going to do donkey things. And if you need somebody to motivate you to be a donkey, you still need to get slapped because you're being a donkey.
I agree. I agree. But there's a point.
Is it ever okay to set fires in a hotel? No.
No, Dad. But I'm saying it's like, I'm hoping the guys above us smash him. It's like, we try to keep it hopeful, positive.
So, did you hear about the lady out there in where is it? She's from Waipahu, West Side. Doesn't say where they're at, but out on the west side of Oahu. Did you hear about the lady, the 19-year-old woman accused of fatally stabbing her boyfriend's dog? Yeah.
Rootless.
Yeah.
For what?
Oahu grand jury returned an indictment on Tuesday.
Wait, indictment? Charging, so that means she's going in.
Charging the Ciela Agpalza Butolf.
Oh, yeah.
First degree cruelty to animals.
Shouts out the big way.
So it's a class C felony, punishable by up to 5 years in prison. Apparently, this dude, what's his name?
Joselito.
So this guy, Eric Ladau. He was out at his house with his girl at their apartment anyways on June 20th, and he heard his dog crying, his dog Roxanne, and he looks inside his apartment and sees his chick stabbing the dog.
Why does it take so long to get the word out? Because I see stuff like 2 weeks later. I was like, yo, dog, that happened like 2 weeks ago.
There you go. It takes time for news to get out. 11 stab wounds and blood loss is what killed the dog. But they were living together, and when cops showed up, the dude tells cops, she told him, she's gone now.
Oh, man. That's a.
What would you do if your girl didn't like your dog?
She off my dog?
You think she would off the dog?
No. Are you telling me if we're on the low and she off my dog? That would be the, we're going to have some counseling. It's counseling because you cannot just, some pets are like fam. And I was actually going to get into with you is like having a pet is almost like having a child though. You make the commitment darn. I mean, like, eating, the dogs eat, cats eat. It's commitment. Almost having a child. It's ridiculous.
There you go. So, yeah, make sure you check out who you living with if you got dogs, because you never know what they might
feel that out. That should be like one of the top things.
Okay? Trying to do to you. It is the Two Hawaii Dads Podcast. I'm Jason.
Justin.
Make sure you check us out on Instagram. Instagram.com/2HIDADS. Two High Dads is how you find us on Instagram. And then you can check us out right there in the profile. Click on the link in our profile. Check out all the past episodes.
Click.
Everybody we've talked to, all the way from the folks at the Robar that I mentioned earlier to Detail Garage that we mentioned earlier.
Jonah
Moananu brought a big mox. We got a bunch of podcasts up there that you can check out. You just got to go to the link there in our bio.
It's a microphone in front of you. Heads up.
Speaking of what we're going to keep doing, too, is we're going to have
this guy's the man behind
Jason from the social. He's going to come up and talk to us in just a little bit. But before we do that, we've got some music from Lionfire.
Lionfire coming out with some heat.
Jay Boog. It's called Love and More. We're talking to Jason from the social after this here on the Two Hawaii Dads Podcast.
You're number one to me. Just give me a chance and let me show ya. Love like a man is supposed to. Girl, all I wanna give you is love and more. All I wanna give you is love and more.
Oh Lord, my girl, you're hotter than the rest. It's like cardiac arrest. Me out of beat, out of me chest. Be my guest, one request. Put my loving to the test. So let's manifest this love that Jah has blessed. Resurrect the romance in your life. It all go start here with me. I'll take it far beyond the lethal birds and the bees. Watch how you got me from me bended knees. Because I wanna make you my baby, please.
If it was up to me, I'd give you roses and everything that you love every day of the week. If it was up to me, I'd make you feel like a queen. Let you know that you're number one to me. Just give me a chance and let me show ya.
I keep you closely, your soul is satisfied. Cause you got a special something I've been looking for. The way you give me butterflies, I just can't ignore. You're a real royal queen, the one that lion adore. So open up your eyes, I wanna love you more.
If it was up to me, I'd give you roses and everything that you love every day of the week. If it was up to me, I'd make you feel like a queen. Let you know that you're number one to me. Just give me a chance and let me show ya. Love like a man is supposed to.
It is the Two Hawaii Dads Podcast. That's Lionfire featuring Jay Boog. It's called Love and More. And we got him here with us. He's here.
That's one.
He's here. He's
That's
here.
One.
The one, the only Jason. He's a GM from the social bar and eatery. Thanks for joining us, man.
Thanks for having me.
So we're here at the social, and this is your spot. So just what's going on here, man?
Hey, football season. I mean, Eagles lost today. It's preseason. But I'm glad to be here. Jason, Huck, Kay gave us the green light. We got the green light. And we're in at Social Honolulu. And you know what? Jace, thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
I love it. It's a great place to be. You just took over. You told me behind the scenes a lot of things coming up, more TVs.
Yep.
And you wanna just take it over. Tell me about it.
Take over the world.
It really is about football season. What's going on with football season here at the Social?
So we're promoting live Sunday NFL football. We're gonna be putting up a few new TVs. Gonna have every single game on for you. If you come down, pick us a game, we'll put it on for you.
Now, some bars are known as 49er bars, Bronco bars, Steeler bars. The Social, does the Social have a home team?
No. We're very neutral here.
So any and all comers neutral. Who want to check out their favorite team, they can come down. And if they want to reach out to you, do you accommodate large parties?
Yes, definitely. You can call, just make a reservation with us. Let us know ahead of time. We can hold the tables for you and set you up.
Easiest way to find you guys, you were just saying, is by phone. What's the phone number here at the bar? Do you know off the top of your head? Google it. Take your phone out of your pocket and Google it.
Let me get that.
That is the easiest way. We'll get back to that in a second. Is the Social on social media? They are, because I know you guys are helping to hype the fact that we're going to be down here tonight.
Yep.
Is that how you guys promote what you guys got going on?
Yeah, we're doing a lot of promotions on social media through Instagram.
Okay.
And like I said.
So Instagram / the Social HNL?
Yep.
One thing I like about social is like it's a party place. Party.
And what about Facebook? Are you guys on Facebook as well?
We are not on Facebook, but just Instagram.
Just Instagram. So that is the key place to check them out. NFL season is here. College football season is coming up as well. What about UH football? Are you guys doing any of the UH packages?
Oh my goodness. Not doing anything special at UH football, but if we do have a request, we can definitely try to accommodate.
Nice. And then if they're on national TV, you guys are going to show the game, obviously.
If they're playing USC.
If it's free,
yeah.
USC is going to beat them if they're playing them. So the social it's about football, it's about friends, it is also about family. And yes. And that's a beautiful thing here at the Two Hawaii Dads podcast, because we want to make sure we have things that we can do both with ourselves, but every once in a while, dad's got to take the family out.
Yeah,
and so some people might not necessarily look at the social as a spot to take the family, but you can.
Yeah, so we're actually well known as a bar spot, but we are changing up that a little bit. We do open at 4 o'clock Monday through Friday, 5 o'clock on Saturdays and Sundays, full menu, and we do invite families down, and yeah, it's a good place, comfortable, clean.
It's a family-friendly environment. I mean, like, the food, I mean, we're not serving up. It's the food is great over here.
We do,
fantastic.
A lot of family-style dishes. So.
Oh, I agree. I totally agree. And you know what? We'll bring the family in Saturday afternoon. You're chasing points. We'll be here, right here at the social. I mean, like, we got UH games, we got college games, and then again, you'll be open Sunday morning for Fun Day Sunday, for
o'clock.
Sure.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock sharp. Guaranteed. Ready to roll.
Guaranteed.
I love it. Super great place right here. McCulley. Lots of parking.
Right on the corner of McCulley and Young. This used to be an American Savings Bank building, so if you are familiar with where that is.
That's what's pretty trippy. When you walk in, you guys haven't made any efforts to really hide the vault. So you can walk in, and there is still a vault right there in the corner of the bar.
Prime spot.
Right? I think the vault, Dark Mark got the vault at Dark Mark. Is that he got the...
That's his lair.
That's his lair. Fantastic. And we're here. Thank you so much again for letting us to come down here and broadcast, record live first Thursday of preseason football.
So if people are going to come down in the future and check you guys out, like we keep saying, family friendly, it's all about the food. I just had me a Philadelphia cheesesteak quesadilla.
Philadelphia?
Pretty awesome.
Philly. Just say Philly.
So what else do you guys have for food?
Philly.
So we do different Philly. Mixed. still have the Philly.
Philly. Just say Philly.
So we do have a bunch of dishes, which can be shared family style. We have, besides the quesadillas, we do actually offer steaks. We have a wide variety of pastas, both garlic shrimps.
We have
fried rice plates.
Crazy.
We have our menu is a good variety of different things. We have
stacked
oyster shooters. We have Hamachi.
So there's got to be something for everyone if you come on down to the social.
If you come down, you'll find something you're going to want. We even got French fries if you just want French fries.
There you go.
Sustenance.
Any of the homies here at the bar you want to shout out? Anybody you want to say what's up to before we head on out tonight?
Just thanks to the crew. Thanks for you guys coming down.
Hey, thank you. Thanks, you, brother.
Always. Enjoying tonight. Always, always a pleasure to be down here. Once again, it's Jason from the Social HNL.
Rip it.
Blast. We had a blast here tonight, and we're going to play some more Lion Fire music. This one is called Stay With Me. Jace, thanks for coming down, bro.
Thanks for having
Thanks for being part of the Two Hawaii Dads podcast.
Thank you.
Beautiful Hawaiian goddess, step up in the place, judgment, she start a riot, so make you keep quiet, from your fine and fit, from Rasta Ital diet, from your fierce to your hiat. Honey girl, she got that eyelid style, the kind of make this local boy proud. Turn me on, turn me loose, I'm talking to you. After all that we've been through, I'm so in love. You. Maybe it's that gift deep inside you. And every time you make me wanna hit that baby like a spliff of marijuana. Feel so high on your love. I'm so addicted, babe, I can't get enough, baby. After all that we've been through, I'm so in love with you. Honey, come, let's share forever and say.
Stay with me. That's Lion Fire. That's the homie right there, Lion Fire, on the Two Hawaii Dads podcast. You did a good job getting permission to use that music, man. Good job.
Check.
You turn your mic on? You got your cord plugged in? You good? You want to switch out? You good?
Hey, welcome back.
Welcome back. Lion Fire, what you want to say about Lion Fire?
I mean, that guy, he's been trotting through the local island music business.
You might just cut out again, my friend.
I mean, just somebody's trying to hold me down. I just want to say good words.
Well, there you go. Thanks for that insight from Justin right here on the Two Hawaii Dads podcast. Speaking of insight, you wanted to talk about this, not me. So we're going to talk about this right here. The top 50 rappers of all time. I didn't know you were that much of a hip hop fan, my friend.
I mean, wow.
Why don't you pick up Jason's microphone over there and let's work with this one instead? Why don't you just use this one instead, Jess? There you go. How you doing? You doing okay? You having a good night?
No.
All right. Top 50 rappers of all time.
Well, for one, let's go with this. Let's go background. You come from a hip-hop radio background.
I did work as a on-air personality at hip-hop radio stations.
Was that
I'm not a rapper. I am not a DJ. I don't claim
Rabbit.
To do any of that.
Rabbit. You're not Rabbit?
But I have helped to support the local hip-hop community.
Oh, totally, totally. So
for a while, Hanson, shout out to Level H Promotion.
Him?
We did a party called Flow. It was a local hip-hop party. Me, Hanson, and Big Mox, Jonah Moinanu, we did that back at O Lounge before it turned into the Whole Lounge. Before it turned into the Republic. We hosted local hip-hop over there. So, yeah, I have a little bit of hip-hop background, but the Brew Podcast, another podcast, got rap fans up in arms because on Monday
they put out this tweet. It took over the social media. This guy...
didn't take over my social media. It took over your social media. I didn't see anything about this.
Well, you need the more Brew than podcast, like five. You need more than five friends.
You're right.
So,
I do.
So this guy posted up the top 50 in order.
Numbers 1 through 5. Number 1, Jay-Z.
Number 2, Nas.
I got no problem with that.
All right.
Number 3, Joe Budden.
Number 4,
Styles P. Number 5, Black Thought.
Perhaps underground.
I don't know if he'd be number 5. I think he'd be maybe like 8 or 9. But
That's a no deal.
Here's number 46 through 50. LL Cool J, Rick
Underrated.
Ross,
50 Underrated.
Cent, Busta Rhymes, and Lloyd Banks. I'll tell you right now, LL, 50, and Busta, they ain't the top. They're not down there.
I agree. And you know that was the big uproar because whoever homeboy was that posted this, Kanye mentioned it. A lot of big name artists reposted and dropped their thoughts on it, and it was ridiculous.
You know what else is screwed up? No females on the list.
Wait, on the 50?
None. MC Light. Lauryn Hill.
I get Missy.
Missy.
Beehive. Yeah, read that.
Get choices, bruh. KRS-One, not on the list.
Oh, man. Will Smith.
Kanye didn't even make the list. Take your jiggy and get the F out of here.
Oh, wait a minute.
Will Smith is not top. Get out of here.
Fresh Prince, not in the top 50.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
No, let's debate
get
this.
Get out of here.
No, let's debate this.
No.
Not in the top 50. Really?
No.
Wow.
No.
Uncle Phil.
Stay with acting.
Uncle Phil.
Stick with acting.
Uncle Phil.
So there you go.
That's ridiculous.
50 greatest rappers of all time. I don't think we agree with that list.
Oh, well, I don't agree with it overall, but I mean, like, there's a lot of pukas.
There's a lot of pukas. You are damn right there. There's a lot of pukas in that list.
Okay, real quick before we get it. Top five. Top three locals. Go. Local artists. Go. Top five. Fiji. Come on. Fiji's one.
Fiji doesn't rap.
No, not rappers. I just say that top 50 island local artists. 90s to now. Go. I say
Hiro Kamaka, Viva Ole Ka'au, Creator Boys, and Pure Heart. There you go.
Pure Heart.
Bang.
I debate that. I agree.
How do we go from rap to this?
No, I go with is number one. Number two, Fiji. Number three, Kaylee Rachelle.
So coming up pretty soon, did you hear the guys from DB Duckbutt? They're expanding out in Kapolei. You're a Makakilo boy, live out that side, right?
Wait, who's butt?
Duckbutt. You've heard of those folks. DB Grill out there.
Soju.
If you've had the watermelon soju, you know what it's all about.
About.
There you go. But DB Grill, they're actually taking advantage of the fact that Eating House 1849 closed. Is it Kamakaneli? Is that where it's at?
Kapolei
Commons.
Right next to what's that joint? The Regal Theaters.
So the McNaughton Whatever. Group has announced that Mad Bene Who? Is going to go into the space that used to be Roy Yamaguchi's Eating House 1849. Same owners as DB Grill. It's going to be right next door. Menu's going to include pizzas, pasta. It's going to be like an Italian kind of joint. It's going to be, and I quote, co-owner Henry Yoon. He said, it's going to be an homage to all the great Italian food we grew up on the East Coast, but that isn't here in Hawaii. So DB Grill's been there 2 years. And then coming up next, there's going to be Italian joint right next door.
I hear that. And then I hear the noise that Pizza Hut is closing all their dine-in restaurants.
That's right. You They're focusing that? On delivery
online.
There you go. Also coming at Kapolei Commons in late 2019, Teriyaki Madness. It's a chain with 150 different locations across the country. I guess it's going to be like teriyaki everything.
Terry hot dogs.
There you go. Terry beef.
Where are the opening?
Terry chicken. Terry
pizza.
There you go.
Wait, so wait, where are they opening up? Because I'm all about, that's my site. That's my town.
Kapolei Commons.
Okay.
Check it out.
All right, I'm in.
What else you got going on this weekend?
Great. Thank you for the segue. You're a baseball guy, as you are. Shouts out to Kaimuki Baseball. I got a fundraiser going to be out there at the Artistry this Saturday, 5 to 10 p.m. Come down. Live music. It's a fundraiser for Kaimuki Youth Baseball. Shout out to the brother Kevin Okimoto.
This Saturday,
for sure. Yes, Saturday. Blessed Every Time, which is the big every time.
Yep.
Jasmine and Cole. Yep. Zach Ikona.
Yep.
And Brother Kev. He's going to be out there.
Also on Saturday.
Big fan of the show, Brother Kev.
Also on Saturday, the Korean Festival over at Victoria Ward Park. Getting started at 11 in the morning, going all afternoon. They're going to have cooking demos, all kinds of fun stuff.
That's a lot of kimchi.
That is true. Also coming up on Saturday is the Waikiki Street Jam. We've got a block party down there on Kalakaua Avenue. If you want to head down to Kalakaua from 4 to 10, it'll be shut down with some of the best local vendors, artists, activities for the kids, all kinds of fun stuff down there in Waikiki.
Shouts out to Waikiki, though, because they've been doing a lot of things just to get the ohana together. It's like it starts off, you know, on the drag, and then it ends up in the park. So, I mean, like...
What I'm looking forward to this summer is I'm trying to do the movie nights because there's a bunch of different
Dollar Hot Dog
places that are doing outdoor movie nights.
What?
Yeah, there's Sunset on the Beach.
I love Sunset on the Beach.
That is coming up on Saturday, starting at 4:30 down there in Waikiki. They're going to be showing Coco.
Oh, my goodness. My kids love Coco.
Next Wednesday, you have Cinema in the Park, and they're going to be showing Spider-Man back over there at Victoria Ward Park.
Is that the grassy area between?
The grassy area by Dave and Buster's.
I got you.
On August 16th, if you want to make plans now, coming up at Kailua United Methodist Church, that's 1110 Kailua Road out there on the windward side, they're doing movie night out on the lawn with the movie Up.
I love Up.
Dollar pizza slices, dollar bags of popcorn, dollar drinks. So lots of different opportunities
dollar pizza
to go and check out a movie outside. Sounds like fun.
Dollar pizza, Ben. I mean, like dollar hot dog, dollar pizza. I mean, you kind of go wrong. When do you take the family out to go movies on the regs? It's like, what, $40, right? Off the get.
It is, because my daughter likes the finer things in life, and we've got to get those reclining seats, and we've got to buy
spoiled,
the cakey special.
Spoiled dad. We've got to
do all the fun things. So, yeah, we spend
a
little bit.
Such a spoiled dad. Do you give her the Junior Mints and the...
Can I talk? It's not a spoiled dad. It's a spoiled kid. The kid's spoiled. I'm not spoiled. Oh. I'm the one spoiling the kid because I'm spending all the money on the kid. The kid is spoiled. I'm not spoiled. If it was up to me... I wouldn't be buying all that crap.
We're going to smuggle in from Walmart.
I've been bringing stuff in from home. So again, it's the kid that's spoiled, not me. You got anything else fun going on this weekend?
No, I'm good, but I'm going to be right with you, man. I'm going to have some fun this weekend. I'm excited, man.
All righty. Well,
First week in school. We're going to celebrate.
We're getting into it.
Oh, my gosh. The principal hasn't called me to break up my kids. I'm ecstatic.
There you go. So that's going to do it for us here on the Two Hawaii Dads podcast. Make sure you check us out next time online. You can find us on Instagram, instagram.com/2HIDads, 2HIDads.
We beat! Shouts out to the social, again, Social Honolulu. Thank you so much, Kay, Huck, and Brother Jace.
And, of course, our sponsor.
Head to Home Roofing, Brother Gerard, give them a ring. Check out they got free estimates. Hurricane season, storm season.
You wrote it down. Read the phone number again.
I got it. 4970927, Brother Gerard. That's tell him we sent
do
you.
It. That's going to do it for the Two High Dads podcast right there. That is Justin.
And you're Jason.
I am. And we'll see you next time on the Two High Dads podcast. Get it.
Bye.